Raven, guess what it is?
Maracas. All right. It's Cinco de Mayo, and you've got the maracas out.
It's my favorite thing. These maracas were from my senior year in high school, and my parents let me go to spring break to Cancun because they didn't know what Cancun was.
Right.
1998, I've had these maracas. And if you see, they have my sister's name engraved in them because I bought them for my sister, but then they were so cool, I kept them for myself.
Perfect.
So every year on Cinco de Mayo, we play a maraca. Name that tune. I have three popular songs, Raven. I'm going to play them with my maracas, and you have to guess what they are, okay?
All right. I'm trying to get dialed in right now. Let me think.
Okay, these are songs that everybody knows.
Go ahead.
First one.
Oh, I feel like I should know this one.
What song is that?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I should know this one.
I really think you should know this one. There's about 7,000 people shaking their head right now being like, what is wrong with this guy?
Shake It Off. Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday to you.
I mean, you said popular song. I thought you meant popular song for like a radio audience.
I'm really good at this. I don't know why you didn't get that.
All right, let's go again. I'm going to do better now.
All right, this is another one that everybody knows. Everybody in the world. Okay?
Everybody in the world knows this one.
Ready?
Okay. The William Tell Overture.
The heck is that? No, it's this.
Dang it. I was trying to go classic. I was thinking more like the Calvary is coming, you know. No, not that one.
I mean, I told you, it's something everybody knew. Baby Shark. Everybody knows Baby Shark.
Not for nothing, but the maraca is a really hard to decipher instrument.
Okay, here's the last one. Don't screw it up and don't humiliate yourself, okay?
Thanks. No pressure.
It's a song everybody knows.
Everybody knows this one. I feel so defeated. I'm never getting off this island. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Gosh.
Wheels on the bus go round and round.
I mean, yes, the world knows these songs, but mostly two-year-olds. That is not fair. I haven't been hanging out with your toddler.
What are you going to do, Pantera? You think I was going to do? I was going to pick a random Metallica song from 1978. You thought that was the route I was going to go?
Happy Cinco de Mayo. You feel better?
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Don't know what to get your mom for Mother's Day? How about a personalized song?
It feels so old English, right? You would go ahead and contact a poet, and they would charter some sort of artwork for your mother. But here, we'll just do it over the radio, and it'll be easy.
That's right. Producer John loves his guitar. He brings it to work every day. We're not really sure why, but we decided to give him a task. And that's why, over the course of the last week, we've been asking you to go to annaandraven.com, tell us all about your mom, and he would write songs for them.
Happy Mother's Day week, Cynthia.
Thank you.
We have your daughter, Taylor, on the line. She wrote us a very lengthy email about how much she loves you and how great you are. Taylor, is there anything you'd like to say to your mom for Mother's Day?
I love you. She's not very, like, she's nervous more about anything than, she's just nervous, and I'm excited. I love you. Don't kill me.
Yeah, we'll see how much I love you after this, so.
Well, Cynthia, Taylor told us a whole lot about you, and producer John loves his guitar more than any person ever should.
Yeah, that's true. Possibly more than his mother. I'm not going to put that out there this week and say that it's a definite, but, I mean, he's in love with that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
He's written a song for you, and here it is.
Oh, great.
This Mother's Day, we got a brand new groove. About a mama born on April Fool's. She's the greatest mama without a doubt. Even when she opens the mailbox with her mouth. Grandkid's name is Margot, the other's Melanie. Her favorite color's purple, and she loves her sunflower seeds. Cynthia, happy Mother's Day to you. Got a tailor-made Mother's Day groove. Cynthia, happy Mother's Day to you. Anne and Raven want to wish you happy Mother's Day, too.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I just need to know. Wait a minute. You opened the mailbox with your mouth? What?
Oh, God, I knew it.
Oh, I called both my aunts.
Taylor, you're in trouble.
Wait, how do you open the mail? You open it with your, how do you do it?
So my elder sister, who was always so sweet to me, she made me mud pies and other things. She challenged me to open a mailbox with my mouth, and it was freezing cold. And so the mailbox actually got stuck to my mouth as the bus was driving up. I lost a few layers of skin on that one.
Oh, my.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
We hope you get all the sunflower seeds. We know you love them.
I do love them. The love the song, too. Oh, that was awesome. God. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Cynthia.
You too. Thank you so much.
It's not too late. If you'd like us to create a song for your mom, head to annonraven.com. Click Mother's Day Melody. It's Cinco de Mayo, and as you're getting ready to put out all your favorite Mexican specials tonight, you're probably trying to figure out, all right, how can I make salsa from scratch? Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum,
yeah.
Salsa, I know you... You're oddly proud of your salsa.
My salsa is one of the best things in the world.
I told you.
I'm telling you.
He brags all the time about it.
It's perfect, and it's so easy. And I did say it's perfect. That sounded really bad, but it really is. It's so easy to make. I'll tell you the story about it. So I used to make salsa as one of my first clients I had years and years ago, 20 years ago. Mm. And they had this wonderful woman there who was from Puerto Vallarta, who was a nanny who worked with their kids. And she came up to me and said, "Chef, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm making salsa. I'm adding olive oil, and I'm toasting things." And she goes, No. Let me show you. And so she kept referring to it as chimol, right?
Okay.
And it's very, very simple. It's so easy. It's delicious. A little tomato, onion, cilantro, salt, jalapeno if you want the heat, and lemon juice, right? Take it and just hit it in your food processor. Just pulse it. You know, we talked before earlier this week about pulsing. Mm-hmm. Right, remember?
Yes, you're very proud of the fact that you know that there's a button on there that's labeled pulse on the food processor. We got it.
It's just so, you know, I just need to bring you like a tea or something, I feel like. But maybe a matcha. So, but you just pulse it up and you get this beautiful, wonderful salsa that is great on everything. And now here's the best part about it, you guys. You want to make a black bean salsa? After you pulse it all up, put it into a bowl, add some black beans to it, mix it up. Perfect. You want to make a pineapple salsa? Just add pineapples to it. It is a great base for every kind of salsa you could possibly want to make.
Last year for Cinco de Mayo, Chef Plum walked me through it, how to make it, and yeah. I made it. And my oldest daughter, Hayden, who is the pickiest eater in the whole world, loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was. He's right. It's a really good salsa, and it was really easy to make.
I mean, the fresher and the more simple it's going to be, it's going to be healthier for you, too, on top of it.
Listen, 100%. And the thing about it, you got to remember when you're working with food like this is, sometimes less is more. You don't need to put a bunch of stuff in it to make it taste great. But, you know, as cooks, we all want to like, oh, what can we do to make it different? How can we make it, you know, something different than everybody else is doing? It doesn't have to always be that way. Keep it simple. Focus on the ingredients themselves and get a good salsa easy.
Tomatoes, do you store them in the fridge or no?
No, tomatoes should never go in the refrigerator. What happens is as they get put into the refrigerator, the cell walls burst because of the cold. And then when you taste it, they almost taste mealy in your mouth. And we can go real deep on this if you want to. One of the things people have started to do to change that, as far as GMOs go, they start to inject these tomatoes with the genes of the Atlantic salmon so that the cell walls won't burst. Because
what the heck
people,
is he talking about, Randy?
The tomato's going to swim.
What is he talking about?
If you
about?
Put the tomatoes in the sink, it may swim.
I'm being told off. They do that, so instead of teaching people not to put tomatoes in the refrigerator, we'll just change the entire thing so people can put it in the refrigerator.
How did we get here? I don't even understand what happened.
I mean, I've heard about this, all right? They got monster cucumbers out there, all sorts of stuff. We don't want these processed foods.
By the way, cucumbers in your salsa after you make it, delicious. A little cucumber and avocado mixed in with your salsa, what's a win?
I mean, as long as it hasn't been mixed with the DNA of a bear or something.
Yep.
Bear salsa.
All right, how to make your tortillas from scratch. You have a lot of burners here in the studio, and that's coming up next. We'll be doing it live.
I can't wait.
Cinco de Mayo, and we are going to be making tortillas from scratch. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum, my favorite part about this is that we're going to get to eat the tortillas.
You absolutely are going to get to eat the tortillas. My favorite part about this is watching you cook.
Well, I have a track record.
I'm not great.
Once you make fresh tortillas for the first time for your tacos, you'll never, ever want to go back the other way.
All right, let's see. Let's try. What are we doing?
So first, we got to have a little bit of what's called masa, right? Masa is like a corn flour, but there's no flour in it. What it is, they cook the corn, dry it, and then powder it. So that's what masa is. So we're going to start here with about a cup of masa. Anna, you're going to come do this, okay?
Yeah, where do you get that?
Grocery store.
Really?
Every grocery store has this. This isn't a weird ingredient to have around at all.
Okay.
So we're going to start with a cup here. If you just want to pour in about a cup, you can measure it with your eyes.
Don't screw it up, man.
No, don't make me measure
it. I'm going to eat it. Oh, you're going to measure it with your eyes?
I always use real measuring things because you know I don't know how to do this.
Well, I put water in our measuring cup.
All right.
That's plenty.
That's good, right?
Okay.
Yeah, somehow I knew that it was going to be too much.
So it's about a cup in there. You can see it's about a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Anna, you're going to add a pinch of salt to it, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Here we go.
Pinch. My wife isn't watching. Give me a good pinch of salt.
Give me two pinches.
Yeah, there we go.
Two pinches.
That's the way to do it, Chef
Plum. Let's get them all excited. Give me a third pinch. Come on. Here we go. A third pinch. There we are.
Heart attack and a pinch. I love it.
And then what you're going to do is add 3/4 cup of warm water. Pour it right in there. Right into it.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do is take your hands and just get in there and mix it up, okay?
Oh, I got to take off my rings. Hold on.
Mix it in a little bit here. I'm going to start with a spatula for you here because I just don't want you to burn your hands.
Okay.
What are you doing? What's happening to the rings?
I'm taking my rings off so they don't get all dirty.
Lick your fingers. My hands are all swollen. Well, it's from the salt. It's just for putting it in.
Here we go.
Watching it. Her hands swelled with anticipation of the salt.
Listen to the mixing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's magic.
So we're going to mix that up. And it's going to start to pull away from the bowl. It'll stick to itself, and it won't stick to your hands once it's ready to go. You want to make that into a ball. I like to knead this in the bowl for about a minute or so. Some old-fashioned folks might say you don't have to do that. I like to do that because I feel like you have more control over it. It's just also probably my brain from working with doughs. Like, you want to work the gluten, even though there's no gluten in this. So fresh tortillas made out of corn masa are gluten-free. Fantastic. Now we'll feel it, and it should feel a lot like Play-Doh is what you want here. Does it feel like Play-Doh?
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to use what's called a tortilla press, right? You can get these things anywhere. Get them off Amazon. They're just a couple of bucks. They're not expensive. Are your hands got stuff on them?
No, I'm good.
So what I do with the tortilla press to make life easier is I always put a few pieces of plastic down, right, on each side of it. It'll help keep things from getting too mushy, getting too out of whack. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a small ball.
Okay, I'm putting the ball right in the middle, right?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? And just press down.
Oh,
there you go.
Look at that.
And now we'll pull it up, take a look. Look at this little tortilla, huh? Now, I have a pan here getting nice and warm on our electric burner. So what we're going to do is take your tortilla and put it right down in the pan.
Okay, now what?
We're going to let it sit in that pan for about a minute. And then we'll press it down with our spatula. How easy was this? This wasn't hard, right?
Actually, to be honest, when he said he was going to do this in studio, I was like, this is something I'll never do at home. They make him so perfect. Why, if I can just buy him?
Right.
But it was really good, and it smells so good. Like, why wouldn't I do this?
So the bottom side's already almost there, so I'm going to flip this over. So then I'll take my spatula, I'll just press down ever so lightly on here. That helps cook out the last of the air bubbles, and we're just about there.
It's so fast.
Look at this, Anna. This is the tortilla you just made.
Oh, my gosh. Ray, you want to try with me?
It's probably hot.
It's really hot.
Don't be greedy.
Homemade tortillas. Once you do it once, you'll never want to go back.
It smells fantastic.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's good, right?
It's delicious.
Absolutely. Cinco de Mayo, we're celebrating. Let's make real tortillas.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You see people doing questionable things all the time. Here's your shot to share it. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
When you order another beer and constantly say, oh, she's my designated driver for the next 9 months, anytime we go to a bar or a restaurant and you're the pregnant wife, like, that's all I need to know about you. My husband does this every time we go out, and I'm 6 months pregnant.
My husband did that, too. Oh, I got a designated driver. Let's go out.
Exactly.
I remember that made you so mad.
It used to make me so mad.
I do remember that. Yeah.
So I was like, we would never go out drinking as much as we did as when I was pregnant. And I would just sit there with my Diet Coke and water.
You wanted him to go sober with you.
Right.
Well, then the playing field would be even, right? Then we're both doing the same thing.
But how is he supposed to survive in those circumstances, Anna, if there's no drinks for him during that time?
That's all I need to know by you. 100% right. On our text line this morning at 1-800-330-9999, I have a coworker who still pays for AOL. That's all anyone needs to know about him.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't
what,
know you
paid
still
for that?
Do that. I didn't know you still had to pay for AOL. What?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I was never an AOL guy, so I didn't even know that you had to pay for it in the first place. Paywall immediately stops me from being somebody that purveys that.
Can you imagine? Like, they're at AOL headquarters. They're like, there's still that guy. He doesn't
right.
know. Guys, everybody just be quiet.
The thing
be
is, the company's not getting it. There's just somebody in accounting who's set that up to go into their bank account the rest of their life.
Yep.
If you are the customer service operator who is not there for somebody's tension after they've been on hold for an entire hour, that's all I need to know about you. I actually had the reverse of that today, so I just want to shout out the lady at JetBlue. Was so nice. I spent 72 minutes on hold yesterday to talk to a real person.
Wow.
All they want you to do is go through the app or go online. And of course, you know, what's the most annoying thing when you've booked flights and all of a sudden you get an email update? Oh, we've changed your flight. I mean, I went through it. I chose the flights. I chose the seats for a reason. It's so annoying. And you make plans around that, whether it's your rental car or whatever. So I called up and just asked her whether or not there was still an earlier flight because I couldn't decipher it on their website, and she explained to me that she could not invent me an airplane.
Oh,
but
that was nice of her.
Yes, but she commiserated with me and understood why it is that it would be disappointing for me, and she hopes that I still get to ride the Millennium Falcon on time that day see Rise of the Rebellion.
All right, well, that's nice.
Yeah, she was very nice. She was very good at her job. She could, again, not invent another flight for me, but she was great.
Well, that was nice that she gave you that after waiting 72 minutes. If it's Cinco de Mayo and you're just keeping your maracas by your side, just in case, for any reason, there's a reason to use your maracas today. Woo!
Didn't feel like now was the moment. But
all I need to know about you. All right, your turn. Always, you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's Cinco de Mayo. A lot of avocados are going to be eaten today, a whole lot of them. But here's what you probably don't know. Not only should you be eating them for all the health benefits, but there's a reason why it's America's new favorite fruit. Do you know they call it that? Do you know why they call it that?
I did not know that.
Because it has more potassium than bananas. And not only should you be eating them, you should be wiping them all over your face because it's one of the best things you can do for a facial mask.
I mean, I've seen, I think, an avocado mask before, right? Or a cucumber mask, like anything with a fruit. You know, there's Cindy Crawford. She's up all hours of the day talking about cantaloupe. So fruits in your skin. People dig it.
Yeah, they're saying that adding avocado to your face mask is great for moisturizing the skin, reducing inflammation, and healing acne. But here's the magic sauce that also has to go in with the mashed avocado on your face.
Yeah.
Honey. So they're saying that honey contains all the antioxidants and antibacterial properties, and it's great for reducing your pores and getting rid of blackheads. So forget about that thing that, like, you know, you rip off all the pores off your nose. All you need is a little avocado and honey on your face.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
All right, so we brought in here my blender. Let's see if it's working, and we're going to mash it up. Now, producer Sean, you're going to let me give you an avocado facial, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. It was so nice of him to volunteer.
Him because I have a white shirt on, and that would have just been a disaster.
All right, so we're going to put the avocado inside of the blender right now. Let's see, where is that avocado? There we go. Let's scoop it right in there. I'm going to mash it right in.
Who did the coring? Good job on the coring there.
Well done.
Nobody got injured? Good job.
Okay. That's good. Now we're going to put in some honey. We're videoing this too, so you can be able to watch it on Instagram at Anna and Raven. And let's see.
Wow, that's a lot of honey.
Well, this is for your antioxidants. All right, let's put the top on. Right.
No amount of honey is too much honey for antioxidants.
Are we going to blow the board?
We might, actually.
Yeah.
We have a real problem with electricity here in the studio.
Yeah.
That we don't have any electricity to spare is actually the problem with electricity here in the studio.
Okay. Now, how am I going to wipe this all over Sean's face? How are we going to? I don't know.
A stick or something like that?
Yeah. Let's see. Here, Sean, just give me your face. Just give me your.
Oh.
Oh. Dude, not in the hair.
It's in your hair? It's also good for your hair. All right. So here's the thing. We are going to have this sit for a few minutes, And when we come back, we're going to do just half your face, and we're going to see if there's actual difference from the avocado facial from one side to the other, okay?
I mean, I feel like more is in his hair.
Yeah, it's coming up next. I'm going to be honest with you. When we originally talked about doing this, the reason why I really wanted to do it is because I wanted to smash avocado on producer Sean's face.
Oh, I thought you wanted to see whether or not it was something that you would actually want to do at home.
Yeah, but now that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now this is actually something I want to do. So Wellness Wednesday, it's small things you can do in your life to make yourself look better and feel better about yourself. And because it's Cinco de Mayo and they wouldn't let us drink tequila on the air... Boo.
So we had to do something with this blender.
Right. And we have all these avocados because we're obviously going to be making guacamole throughout the morning. So one of the things that people don't know is that avocado is really good for your skin and hair, and not only just eating it. So what you do is you take an avocado and you take honey and you blend them together, which we've done here in the studio. And I have wiped it all over producer Sean's face. Now, what it's supposed to do is get rid of acne. It's supposed to help any inflammation that you have on your face, get rid of eczema if you have that.
Right. I see you stretching your face, like moving your jaw and stuff, Sean. Is it tight on the skin at all? What does it feel like?
Yeah, I think the honey's drying out, and it's starting to feel like my skin's dry.
Yeah, like a little concrete on the face.
I feel like the honey acts as like a...
It's like the serum. When you get a regular peel mask, it's like a serum.
The microdermabrasion, the grainy part that like scrubs. That's what I feel like the honey does, and the avocado is the soothing. I kid you not.
Mm.
According to all this research that I've done online, within 10 to 15 minutes of putting the avocado mask on, which is literally just mashing an avocado and honey, your skin is supposed to be glowing after 10 to 15 minutes. We put this on Sean's face a little while ago.
Yeah. Do you see a glow?
Yeah.
Do?
Yes. I think his skin actually looks a lot better. And I think it's incredibly moisturizing. And for someone like me that has really dry skin, I would 100% do this. I wouldn't do it live on Instagram we did for Sean.
Right. Because it's a very attractive look.
Right. But I would do it at home by myself.
I would suggest also wearing some sort of smock or an apron or something like that.
Definitely recommended.
I also got some in his hair, and at first it was by accident.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is...
Then you pushed it back more.
I put more because I realized that it also is really beneficial to make your hair more silky and smooth. I mean, who knew avocado had all these different great factors to it besides just eating it with some, chopped tomatoes and lime juice?
I hope you don't have any, important meetings or anything like that today, though. All right? Because, it's going to be hard to explain why you're walking around with that stuff on your face and you're just, kind of dirty all over the place. Your shirt looks like you woke up in an alley.
Sean, have you ever had a facial before?
Never before in my life.
Are you going to tip me for doing a really good job and spreading it all over your face? I'm just saying, that's customary.
You know what, Anna, you got the hair too. Maybe it'll take some of the grays out. So yeah, I'll give you a nice tip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Five questions, one great prize.
Today, we're going to talk about strangers.
Can you think like a stranger?
Because we never talk to strangers.
Here's Anna and Raven.
Why don't we all say that together? We never talk to strangers.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Today we're playing Think Like a Stranger. This is an easy game to play. We talk to a stranger on the street. All you have to do is match one of their answers. Let's meet today's stranger.
Hi, this is Kayleen, and you're listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
Let's learn a little bit more about Kayleen. We sent producer John out on the street to meet her.
Kayleen, what do you do for a living?
Be adorable.
How did you learn to be adorable? I'm just, asking for a friend.
Got it from my mama,
The funny thing is, as soon as I heard her voice, I was like, this is an adorable person.
I like that she said she got it from her mommy, though,
That's a perfect timing
answer.
This week.
All right, so here's what you need to know, Tammy. All these questions have to do with Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. We asked Kayleen five questions. You only need to match one of them. So you have to think, how would Kayleen respond to these, okay?
Okay.
Number one, what sound does your mom make when she's mad?
Ooh.
Can you sing your mom's favorite song?
One day over the rainbow. That's all.
Okay. If your mom was a dinosaur, which one would she be?
A T-Rex.
What is your least favorite thing that your mom cooks?
Meatloaf.
And number five, who's your mom's favorite child?
She doesn't have a favorite child.
Oh, good answer. Solid answer.
Let's see how you did versus Kayleen.
Okay.
What sound does your mom make when she's mad?
No sound, just terrifying silence.
Oh,
missed that one.
Oh, Let's keep going. Maybe the next one.
Can you sing your mom's favorite song?
I feel like a hero. That's her favorite song.
Wait, is that even a real song? I feel like a hero?
Right, and I feel like Tammy changed the words to the song, too. Like, I feel like nobody knows a song out there.
You know what, Tammy? Just because you guys sang random songs, we're going to give you that one. So we'll hook you up with that Amazon Echo. But let's keep going.
If your mom was a dinosaur, which one would she be?
She'd be that blue, the Velociraptor from Jurassic Park. Yeah.
It's a famous dinosaur.
Is it really? I don't think I can name a single dinosaur besides a T-Rex.
It's a movie dinosaur.
I was with you, Tammy. I would have said the same thing.
What's your least favorite thing your mom cooks?
Mashed potatoes. She's not good at that.
I mean, how do you mess up mashed potatoes? It's literally what it says it is, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Who's your mom's favorite child?
Obviously me.
You know, that would have been my answer too, but you know, what are you going to do?
Here's the good news, Tammy. You did match one answer.
Congratulations, you won. Enjoy that Amazon Echo from the Anna and Raven Show.
Great job.
It's been an exciting week, and there's a specific reason why. So what activity or sport did you excel at when you were a kid and you wish your parent didn't let you quit? 1-800-330-9999. So, Raven, you know, Raven has known my older daughter, Hayden, for most of her life, you know. So she's 12 years old, and she's always been really good at theater. And then about 2 years ago, she decided, I quit. I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And my heart was broken because not only did I thought it made her happy, but she was good.
She was getting better, too. That was the thing. I mean, she had a starring role as a tree.
Yeah.
There was that one time.
She was also Matilda,
right.
Not just a tree.
I mean, she had some things going on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it was progressing.
Then one day she said she didn't want to do it anymore, and I bit my tongue because I always said I was never going to be that mom that forces the kid. It's her life. She makes her decisions on what she wants to do. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't have to do it. Whatever makes her happy.
Right.
So I bit my tongue, and then she finally came back to me a couple weeks ago, and she's like, I think I want to do it again. And I was like, yes.
Right. Yes, your mama. Soul is screaming. Yeah. Thank God. I'm so happy. Did you cry?
I told her 100 times how proud of her I was. I'm like, mommy is so proud of you. But I think that happens. Like when you look back, there's certain things that you look back and you're like, I wish my parents didn't let me quit because I was really good at that. And I wish I would have done it more.
Yeah. My parents, you know, they sent me like to every sport, try out everything, right? Mm-hmm. It was baseball, it was tennis. I mean, it was anything that you can imagine. I went to a lesson on for a little while or whatever. And I wasn't in it. I didn't concentrate. But if I think about the thing that I wish that they had continued to have me do, I used to go to the Y for a while when we had, you know, a certain after school arrangement or whatever. I would go to the Y for a while and I loved camp because it was different stuff that wasn't necessarily comfortable with at the time. Drama. They did some of that there or whatever. I never, you know, I told them after 1 year I didn't want to go back and they let me not go back. I wish they had been like, you know what, go, because maybe I would have done more of that when I was younger.
Yeah, I hear that. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What activity or sport did you do really well at when you were a kid and then you quit and you wish your mom and dad didn't let you quit?
Oh, man. I loved karate. And I was so dumb. I quit because I felt silly, like being in a class with all boys. I was the only girl there. They were making fun of me. And now I look back at that time and I'm like, karate was awesome. I should have never quit.
Oh, no. It makes me so sad that you left because you were just the only girl out of all the boys.
I mean, have you seen Cobra Kai? The girl on Cobra Kai is the scariest person I've ever encountered.
It's true.
That girl is crazy.
Yeah.
She's crazy, that girl.
Right, but not in 1987. It was different back then. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
I mean, I might have thought about karate in 1987 when I was young. I'm a grown man. I don't want to fight that girl in Cobra Kai.
Right.
Not now,
okay.
Not ever.
Okay.
She goes into the fighting stance, I'm getting my car.
Tiger Woods' dad or Serena Venus's dad, Dina Lohan, Kris Jenner. These are all parents that really pushed their kids. And a lot of times they get a bad rap for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, now some of them are worth billions of dollars. Still doesn't mean necessarily it was the right decision, but
when you're a parent, you always have that tough decision to make when your child wants to quit a sport or an activity that you know they're good at. Do you just let them quit because they're over it? Or do you continue to force them because you know they've actually got some magic? What did your parents let you quit when you were a kid that you wish now they never let you quit? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
Yes, cool. Absolutely.
So you quit school or you just didn't apply yourself?
I did end up quitting, and I wish that, you know, it was more enforced to stay in school and get my education.
Did you go back and get like your GED or your diploma later?
I am currently doing that now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm a 42-year-old with children.
Why did you drop out?
I think it was really to go help my family, take care of the family.
Yeah. Yeah, see, sometimes you're in a tough spot like that.
I actually know how you feel because I come from immigrant parents. So nobody went to college.
Yes,
so, you know.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and so they didn't know. So I finished high school, but I didn't want to go to college. And they were like, all right, because to them, they're like, nobody goes to college. So it wasn't a big deal. And it wasn't until like, that's why I had like a gap year, because I was like, wait, all my friends went to college and I'm just home. Mm. Maybe I should do this too. You
know? In old country, a lot of times you would have a job or a profession, something that you were talented at or you fell into or whatever, and that would be the thing you did for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Here, mm-hmm. A bit different.
A lot different, yes. Yes. So I definitely, you know, I encourage my kids to pride themselves at school. However, you know, I do take their input as well.
Yeah. Well, good luck, and I hope they're helping you with your homework.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to test well. Good job.
They sure are.
I bet you they will.
They taught me that online thing more than I could even tell you.
Yeah. Everybody's path is a little bit different. Enjoy your journey.
Great job, Mom.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you give up when you were young and you wish your parents pushed you to keep doing it?
Oh, Anna, I took piano lessons when I was really young, but forgot how to play now. You know, it's been years. I wish my parents had made me stick with it. You know, mostly because I could entertain folks at parties. That's always fun. You know, lots of people don't have anything to do, so somebody sits down at the piano. Plus, I think guys that play instruments, they always get the girl, don't they?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, if you play piano, bro, you're clearly the most attractive option in the room.
Right.
If you are the piano player, you have the pick of, I mean, I'm attracted to you.
Okay.
if you're the guy that's rocking the piano at the party, like, I'm excited to meet you.
It's always cool when there's like a piano and somebody just flips it open. And like for me, I immediately play chopsticks. Dun, 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 dun. But when somebody starts playing like a real song, you're like, what?
Yeah, you're in awe of it.
Yeah. Right. You know, Baba Black Sheep? That's crazy.
You're right. Your parents totally should have made you keep playing.
Yeah.
You know, today I'm paying for that.
Right. Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jacob and Hannah. Hannah, what's happening?
So basically, my husband's best friend's wife is just, she's super rude to me. Every time we get around each other, she's either putting me down or pointing out something that's a flaw of mine and then making it a joke with everybody else at the table. So I've decided that I'm going to call her. I'm going to explain to her why I think she's rude, what she's done, and I'm going to ask her to stop. Like, I can't take it anymore.
Those subtle little digs suck.
I never understand them.
Yeah.
It's like, what's your problem? Jacob, why would you have a problem with your wife, you know, standing up for herself?
I mean, we go out 3 times a year, and he's my best friend, and I just think she should deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like you said, it's just like little tiny digs. And I get how it can get annoying, but like, It's for 3 times a year.
Yeah. You know, Jacob, I think that it's right in your answer right there, though. I mean, you're acknowledging the fact that it's going on. You can see it. You're minimizing it by saying it's only happening a few times. I mean, I get it. I'm usually the person that's like, that's just who that person is. And let's, you know, do what we can to get along. Why complicate things? But on the other hand, sooner or later, I mean, she's your wife. It doesn't make her feel good.
Right, but if she says something out loud and she makes it a bigger issue, you know, than it is, obviously it's bothering you, so it is an issue. But then you kind of run the risk of destroying Jacob's relationship with his best friend, too. I would think for 3 times a year, you kind of, I always avoid confrontation. I don't like confrontation. So you kind of either suck it up or you make excuses why you can't go. Why can't the guys just go out? Why do you even have to be around her anyway?
Hannah calling her directly, though, it's grown up. It is the way to handle it. You do this. It doesn't make me feel good. I'm talking to you about it. I'm not bringing it public like you would do.
I don't know. What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court. Jacob's best friend. He only sees them a few times a year. They go out to dinner maybe 3 times with the wives. But here's the problem. Hannah can't stand his best friend's wife. because she's that kind of girl, and you know who I'm talking about, that they throw those sly digs at you that you know they're hurtful, but you don't know, like why? Why are they doing that? She says, I'm going to confront this head on. I'm going to call her so that we never have this issue again.
I think that's exactly what adults would do, right? They would tell you that if you're having a problem with somebody, maybe that person's not aware of how much it bothers you to call them up. I think it is very grown up. You know, at the end of the day, the friend's wife, she's just bullying her. No, you can chalk it up however you want to, but she's bullying her at this point. And if nobody says anything, they're enabling it to happen.
Jacob disagrees. He says, listen, we see them 3 times a year. It's my best friend. It can, instead of causing drama and all that, can we just go out to dinner 3 times a year so I can see my buddy and suck it up and not cause any problems? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Absolutely Hannah's side. I think she should deal with it. You have people that will do this. And if the other person doesn't come back, okay, and defend themselves, they could keep on, they'll keep on doing it and doing it until it gets even more severe, so to speak. If she throws it right back at her, that might shut her right down.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Jacob and Hannah only go out with Jacob's best friend and his wife 3 times a year. But Hannah's had it. She says every time they go out, the wife is constantly throwing digs at her. It's hurtful, and she wants to call her and address why does she do it.
Jacob wishes that his wife would just let it go. He says it's not often that we hang out anyways, but Hannah says, you know what? Enough of that. She's not a nice person, and I need to talk to her about how she makes me feel.
Would you cause the drama, or would you just keep your mouth shut? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
Oh, the wife side. She needs to say something. Or the husband really needed to say something. You should never allow that to go on. Complete and total disrespect. And the more you let it go on, the more you empower her.
You know, to be honest, Anna, I was always the type where I would just blow it off or brush it off my shoulder. But over the last couple of years, I've really changed my thinking on that and started to say something at those moments and talk to people off to the side or whatever it may be. And you know something? My marriage has been better because of it. Don't compromise your partner for any reason. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's different when it involves like your spouse, but I always avoid confrontation. My girlfriend Rita and I were discussing this the other day because she was responding to something on Facebook and getting involved.
Right.
And I was like, why do you do that? Just keep your mouth shut. And she's like, sometimes you can't keep your mouth shut. I keep my mouth shut. I'm that person.
I had the exact same problem with a friend's wife and the situation with my wife. I just, from my experience, that's the way I'm going now.
Hi, Tina and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. She has to be validated, and I think they got to be a united front. You know, he has to validate her, for sure.
I mean, he is asking her to just dismiss her feelings so that his situation is easier.
I just don't understand why she doesn't go out with him. Like, it's not her friend. It's her husband's best friend. Like, my Paul doesn't come out with me with just me and my best girlfriend if he's not friends with her husband.
Yeah, but if they got along better, maybe it would be a better situation if they did.
I don't know. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
How about being a man and stand up and represent your wife? If that was your mom or your daughter, you wouldn't have liked it. So why do you think it's okay for somebody to pick on your, you know, on your wife? I mean, she's a human being too.
It's true. Somebody was talking to your mama like that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Hannah, our audience agreed with you. If it's really bothering you, if it's bothered you so long, then what's the big deal of just calling her up and facing it head on?
I'm so glad they said something about it because I just don't think I could go another day without saying something. So this is just easier. It's the adult way to handle it. And then we can put it behind us and move forward and maybe even see them more than 3 times a year.
Yeah, I think, Hannah, that you're handling it like an adult. And if I had to guess, she's probably going to be taken back by you calling her out on it. But she's going to know upon reflection that she's done these things. It hasn't been necessary. It might change her behavior not only around you, but around others.
Yeah, I mean, I think she'll start to think about it a little bit differently, especially before she speaks and says something rude again.
Right.
So, Jacob, you're going to support your wife when she does this?
I mean, I always support her. I still don't think it's worth all the trouble. And I feel like it's going to make things weird. But the people think what the people think.
And you might be right, Jacob. It may make things weird.
You know, my wife and all my friends' wives, they don't always get along all the time. But me and my friends, we have an agreement that those relationships are separate and that, you know, we've been friends for this amount of time and those things don't really affect it. Do we wish it was always rosy? Sure. But is it always that way? Not really.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. Couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Mike, you're up. Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Yes, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
All right, Mike. We've got $200 right now on the line. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each question, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to bring him back in. I ask him the same questions, and it's really easy. Whoever gets more right wins. But if it's a tie, it does go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Conan O'Brien has announced the end date of his talk show. It ran on TBS for the last 11 years. What network was his show on before that?
NBC.
Number two, Adam Sandler jokingly said that the reason why he left IHOP after he was told there was a 30-minute wait was because the nice woman told him that the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to the milkshakes. What Netflix Halloween movie that he starred in drew the most viewers last year?
Yubi.
Okay. Number three, Rolling Stone has released their list of best sitcoms of all time. Seinfeld is number 3. Cheers is number 2. What animated Fox show that has been on the air for 32 years was number 1? Okay. And number 4, Amazon Prime is producing a fantasy series based on the novels by Robert Jordan. It'll star Rosamund Pike. What's the name of that book series? And hint, it's the name of the show, too.
I don't know.
Number 5, the 5 people that were arrested in the stolen Lady Gaga dog case have admitted that they had no idea that the French bulldogs belonged to her. They just stole them because they're valuable dogs. Lady Gaga is currently on set in Italy working on what movie?
I don't know.
All right, Mike. They were tricky. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, Mike got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Mike. Let's see how I do.
It's really 2.5.
Okay.
Well,
2.5 sounds like nonsense.
Yeah. All right, number one, Conan O'Brien has announced the end date of his talk show. It ran on TBS for the last 11 years.
Mm.
What network was his show on before that?
He was on NBC.
Number two, Adam Sandler jokingly said that the reason why he left IHOP after he was told there was a 30-minute wait this week was because, and I quote, the nice woman told him that the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to the milkshakes.
See ya.
What Netflix Halloween movie that he starred in drew the most viewers last year?
Hubie Halloween?
Hubie Halloween, yep.
Yeah.
Number three, Rolling Stone has released their list of best sitcoms of all time. Number 3 is Seinfeld. Number 2 is Cheers. What animated Fox show that's been on the air for 32 years was number 1?
That's got to be The Simpsons.
Yes. Number 4, Amazon Prime is producing a fantasy series based on the novels by Robert Jordan. It'll star Rosamund Pike. What's the name of that book series? Hint, it's also the name of the TV show.
I have no idea.
The Wheel of Time.
Okay.
And number 5, the 5 people arrested in the Lady Gaga stolen dog case have admitted that they had no idea that the French bulldogs belonged to her. They just stole them because they were valuable dogs. Lady Gaga is currently on set in Italy working on what new movie?
Gucci.
What's the name of the movie?
Isn't it Gucci?
No, it's House of Gucci.
Oh, come on. That seems like a trick question.
Well, if I didn't give Mike Hubie for Hubie Halloween, I'm not giving you Gucci for House of Gucci. Mike, he beat you 3-2 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Mike, and I can't beat Raven.
But you did great. Thank you for playing, Mike. Hold on the line. Okay. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, buddy.